know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking
to? Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
voice? You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
15 minutes before 9 o'clock, Jock Gibberish on a free-for-all Friday on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ, and Mindy Terrell from the Pontiac Area Chamber of Commerce joins us once again. She has braved the storm, or braved the drizzle, and made her way to the studio. Mindy, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Look at this. 2 days in a row.
It's true.
Woo!
It's true.
You are lucky.
We're going for record here. We have Mindy in here because we want to get somebody else's opinion on the whole notion of Halloween and adults celebrating it a little too vigorously. Let's put it that way. Earlier this week, the New York Post published an editorial saying that adults should stop wearing costumes on Halloween. And their quote is, "We're not saying you can't get into the spirit, dress up your house, concoct a Halloween-themed dessert, or buy a pumpkin, but then stop. Give it a break. Give the holiday back to the children and grow up." Now, a lot of people are commenting that that is not fair, that's not right, that adults should celebrate Halloween. So, Mindy, what do you think? Should adults be dressed up for Halloween?
I've been to a lot of really good Halloween parties. I would be a little concerned if, you know, I had a 42-year-old knocking at my door asking for candy. I would say no.
That's the difference.
Come on. Yeah. Halloween parties are fun.
Once you hit a certain age, you absolutely should not be knocking on doors asking for candy.
No. Yeah, there's a certain age. You should stop knocking on doors, but... It's fun to get in the spirit and go to a party and, have a little fun.
I would tend to agree with you. And I would also say that, in all honesty, some of the most awesome Halloween costumes I've ever seen were put together by adults.
Yeah.
As you might guess.
And I've been to some big Halloween festivals. The Castro Market in San Francisco, the Castro area, they have a huge Halloween bash where they close down the streets and people come out dressed up, and it is awesome. So yeah, I'm all for adults dressing up.
So dressing up for parties, but not dressing
up for parties or events or things like that. But I mean, if you're dressing up and hanging out, well, and I might even be fun to dress up and hang and hand out candy. That could be a little fun. But I mean, if you're like sitting at your house on Halloween night and you're not handing out candy and you're dressed up, I might consider that a little sad.
Maybe you've taken it a little far. Is that what you're saying?
Might be a little sad. Yay. You know.
Ooh, just stick your head out the window every once in a while and go, boo. You know?
But I like it. And I like going places that day and people are dressed up. It's kind of fun, you know.
What do you think of people that dress up like other people? I've known any number of people who would do that. They would pick a favorite color or a favorite clothing item that somebody else at work wore and show up at the Halloween party and say, "Oh, I'm so-and-so." It's like,
put a little more effort in it.
It almost sounds like you're trying to get around the whole idea of getting a costume.
Yeah, put a little more effort in it,
I don't know.
Come on, put some ingenuity into it.
We had a staff meeting yesterday. I was just telling my coworkers here at the radio station, one of the best Halloween costumes I ever saw was, I knew a guy who was an athlete. He was a gymnast and did all kinds of different athletic pursuits, and he created a costume where he had to bend over to wear it. But he created this specter outfit, and then he would bend over. So his own head was at the level of the waist of this specter figure. And then the hand of the specter made it look like he was carrying his own head around.
No.
And it was a very cool effect.
That's cool.
It really was. But he could only wear it for so long because, obviously,
you can only go around bend over so long. But, oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
Do you remember? I don't know if Mindy and I are in the same generation or not. When I was a kid, you went to the store and you got those preconceived Halloween costumes. You got sort of a onesie that generally had a picture of a cartoon character or something on the front. And then you got a mask that made you look like Casper the Friendly Ghost or whatever it happened to be. And that was your Halloween costume.
Yeah. I do remember, though, my mom trying to make a few.
Hmm?
So, there was some of that back. I think I'm a little bit younger than you, Todd, but not by much, I don't think.
Well, it's... So. It's strange how things have changed. And, of course,
now... Yeah, I remember Mom trying to, like, sew and make you into the pumpkin kind of thing, you know?
my mom did sew us some incredible things, but mostly for Christmas and school pageants and things like that. Not so much for Halloween. Turns out, according to a recent survey, 51% of us are interested in wearing a costume this year. So that's about a halfway split.
Yeah.
16% of people are going to put their pet in a costume.
That does not surprise me. Actually, I guess I look at that number and I think, maybe that's a little low. I think I know a lot of people who like to dress up their pets.
Yeah. Nobody asked the pets. We do not have a vote from the pet population.
I know. And sometimes you look at them and you think they're going, I'm miserable. Take me out of this. Get me out of this. What are you doing to me? Why are you doing this to me? But
there are a lot of
some of them look really happy, so you never know.
There's an internet meme that goes around, and I don't know who did this, but a huge dog, something along the lines of a mastiff, is in the picture, and the owner has taken just some kind of fake fur and made a mane, and the dog looks just like a small lion.
Oh,
man. The thing looks enormous, and so I said, "Now that's funny. If you're going to dress up your dog like that, that is worth
that's
the trouble."
That's funny.
40% of the people who are dressing up are going to start putting their costumes together by next week at the latest. Most of the people have already started if they're planning on wearing a costume for Halloween.
I know those people who start. I mean,
well,
I
for
do.
Some people,
I have
it's a big deal.
I have a couple of friends that Halloween is their favorite holiday. I mean, I swear, like, Halloween ends and they're already thinking about their next year's costume.
Absolutely.
And I have some friends who put together some creative stuff.
The only time I ever heard of Halloween costume going wrong, and it's hard to believe that I even knew somebody who tried this. Have you ever seen the Mr. Bean movies?
No.
With Rowan Atkinson. He's a physical comedian from Britain. Very, very funny guy. But there was one of the Mr. Bean movies, and Mr. Bean got his head stuck in a turkey. And so there was a scene with Rowan Atkinson wandering around absolutely blind to the world and an actual turkey carcass on his head.
Oh, no.
So a friend of mine was convinced he could recreate that for a Halloween party. Actually did get part of his head in a turkey, but realized that there are bones and cartilage in a turkey carcass that will let you get your head in, but not so easily let you get your head out.
Yeah.
So he looked a little more like Frankenstein when it was all done because his forehead was all cut up.
Yeah.
It turns out that when people pick their costumes, Mindy, funny costumes come first, then unique costumes, and then sexy costumes, in spite of the fact that we constantly see, you know, sexy nurse, sexy baseball player, sexy whatever. So
yeah. But funny comes first. I like this last statistic here.
Yes.
But if you're trying to hook up on Halloween, a unique costume might be better than a sexy one.
It's
27%
true.
Of people say a one-of-a-kind costume makes the best impression.
It gets people's attention.
It does.
And
I mean, I think because, you know, that shows people got creativity. They've got kind of a fun, unique personality. You know, they've got a fun personality.
Well,
I think that makes, you know.
And how do I put this politely, Mindy? Maybe I'm not going to put it politely.
Oh, don't put it politely. Come on, just throw it out.
If you go for the sexy costume, unless you're sexy in the first place, the costume is probably not going to save you.
Yeah, probably not.
You gotta have it all working together, and in a lot of cases, doesn't make you look like the model who showed you how good the costume looked on the ad that you bought it
from.
You
know, so they need to put that in big warnings on the pictures on the front of things, you know.
Sexy is as sexy does. So.
Yeah, image not to. Well, you know
your,
how they say
your
image,
results may vary.
Results may vary. Image not guaranteed.
Well, Halloween is coming fast. So as we say, if you're going to have a costume, get your gear together and start putting it together because now is the time. And we'll just see how it turns out.
I don't know. I haven't been invited to any Halloween parties this year, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I might, you know.
Well, just forget about it then, because like you say, you don't want to be that person.
I know, but
sitting
I
at home
maybe
in the witch's costume.
Maybe I'll dress up at work, and that'll be even weirder.
go.
Everybody will be going, what is wrong with that chamber lady? Oh, my gosh. Did you see her?
I knew one fella. He hated Halloween. I don't know what kind of traumatic experience he had as a child, but he was a Halloween hater from way back. So whatever the last work day was before Halloween was costume day. And he would always take a vacation day on that day and leave a card on his desk that says, I am the invisible man. And they said every year that was his Halloween costume.
There you
his,
go.
His co-workers said it got old very quickly, and he said, I don't care. I'm not going to celebrate Halloween.
Get over it.
I'm Todd Weinberger. She's Mindy Terrell from the Livingston, or excuse me, the Pontiac Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having me. I love it.
Perfect day to talk about Halloween when it's
dreary
out.
It was a great topic.
I'm Todd Weinberger. This is Jock Gibberish.